everyone, and welcome back to Cinema Gems. And as always, I'm the host, the Admirable Admiral. And as always, we are in a video store somewhere in your hometown, so come find us. Yes, they still exist. And wait, you're probably wondering, video stores still exist? Yes, video stores still exist. And we is, of course, me and my very lovely co-host, Mr. Eric Praline. How's it going, buddy?
You got the right stuff, baby. You're the reason why I sing this song. Come on with me, Admiral.
You want the popcorn, Georgie? Pop, 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 pop.
Jesus.
Oh, and as always, the Honorable Tesla, who is like, Dad, did you go see a movie without me? How dare you? How dare you? And has anybody seen The Time Duke? Because we haven't. All right. So, Eric.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we're going to be reviewing It.
We're reviewing what?
Stephen King's It.
Oh, It.
Yeah. It. Stop with the dad joke. What? What are we reviewing? What? What are we reviewing?
Reviewing It.
What?
Reviewing It.
What's It?
You know, It.
Okay. All right, but before we move on, Eric, can you tell the lovely people what we do here?
We just chew the rag, as they used to say back in the day. We just, you know, talk about pop culture and all its, you know, avenues.
It's storm cellars? Storm drains?
We drudge through the sewer, as you can say.
And the gray water, we just dive right in.
Well, you know, it's a circus out there, so you know, we provide the lights, the dead lights, if you will, to this pop culture.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And with that, we're going to review Stephen King's It 2017. No. Not the mini-series that Eric wants us to review so badly.
We're gonna do it one of these days, man.
When It 2 comes out!
Okay.
When It 2 comes out.
Chapter 2.
Oh, sorry. It, Chapter 2. Alright. Well. Let's go ahead and start right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
The kids.
Oh, I got a story.
You have a story?
Yes, I do.
All right. Go ahead right along, Eric.
All right. So, let me describe my first viewing of Stephen King's It 2017. So, I went and watched this with my cousin, who I haven't seen in quite some time. And, you know, we're big horror fans, big Stephen King fans. So, he's like, you know, come over. We'll go watch it. And he lives about in Baton Rouge, around there.
Okay.
And so, it takes me about an hour or so to get to Baton Rouge, usually. Well, this time when I went, the interstate was closed.
Okay.
All right. Every exit to the interstate was closed. So I had to go through a lot of detours, going through lots of side streets I have never been through. And I was super stressed out, Admiral.
All right.
All right. So, then we go to the theater. I believe it's in, like, the Mall of America or something like that.
The Mall of Louisiana.
So, what's up?
The Mall of Louisiana.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. And, so, he wanted some nachos. I didn't want nothing. So, I had to wait, like, 15 minutes or so for him to go get nachos because I only had, like, one teenager at the concession stand working. All right.
Okay.
So we sit down in the theater, and it is filling up rapidly. Just people all over the place. And right when the lights are about to dim down, what sits in front of us, Admiral?
A clown?
Parents,
a clown?
Worse, parents bringing their 2-year-old child.
What the
And it's not like the child is going to be, like, well-behaved. Not like we were at that age, Admiral. Right. This child is very hyper, doesn't want to sit down, is crying. And this is before anything starts, Admiral. And so, I already have my arms folded, okay?
Oh, no.
You know, and you know me, Admiral.
When Eric has his arms folded, nothing's happening. Nothing.
I am a closed door, closed window.
I try and get a script to Eric. Nope, ain't happening. Arms
not
folded.
Happening.
I try and get a new audio clip done. Ain't happening.
Nope, nothing. So, when the movie begins, you know, my expectations are kind of high and kind of low at the same time. And, you know, I'm feeling this movie out, and something happens, and suddenly, the movie changes, and I kind of groan, you know, not very happy. And then something happens again, Admiral. You see, I will just drive my review of it this way, Admiral. Ready?
Okay.
I went in there expecting The Shining. Okay?
All right.
Scares that are just going to traumatize me. Instead, what I got was the Monster Squad. Okay? But here's the thing, Admiral. I love the Monster Squad.
So did I.
So, I love this movie.
So what about the kid? What about the kid?
The kids?
No, the kid. The kid. The kid that sat in front of you.
Oh, the kid? Well, okay, so, The House of Nebo Street. That's how long she lasted. The child lasted.
Wait, the first showing, or?
The first time with Eddie, and the child screamed, and they brought the child away. So, I didn't have to worry about her anymore.
Well, all I gotta say is one thing, that I had a similar experience.
Oh, interesting.
I went and watched it last night with Patron. And our married couple friends, and we were sitting there watching it, and I think we were like just about to Nebold Street, you know, not the first time Eddie got there, but when they're about to get there, you know,
yes.
The whole group, and this old lady, we're sitting on like the front row, you know, where the handicap section is, like right above
exactly.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there, and this old lady walks up to us, stops. Looks at us, and then walks out the theater.
Do we know that this was actually an old lady and not one of Pennywise's tricks?
My question is, if she would have had a red balloon, I would have been fucking out of it. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Oh, and
interesting.
Then,
we had almost the same exact experience.
And then the best part is at the end when it says, It, Chapter 1. There are some people going, one guy went, what the fuck? Are you serious? What?
It's like, you got a problem with that, bud? you didn't like the Chapter 1? You can't just enjoy Chapter 1?
Yes. Alright, so the kids. The kids. The children.
The Losers Club?
Or Lovers Club?
No, these are the best child actors, the best child representation of cinema since Stand By Me.
I got
that's
that.
That's very bold for me to say.
Yes. I got that vibe, and I also got... I got that vibe, and I also got the Monster Squad. I got those two vibes.
Well, here's the thing, Admiral. After the Georgie scene, what's the next scene? Do you remember?
They're in school, right?
You see them at school. That's right. Which reminds me of the Monster Squad. It's exactly the same editing trick.
Yeah. The Georgie.
That's when my expectations were changed. I'm like, oh, okay.
The Georgie scene.
Whew. What about the Georgie scene?
That was very creepy. Like, the kid is like.
Everything's good. Oh, the kid's great. Mm-hmm.
The kid's like trying to get away, crying on his stump, like the stump of his arm. He's like, ugh. I was like, that was cringeworthy to watch. Like, I was like, oh, God.
But But beforehand, you have this terrible CGI effect of the teeth, which I didn't like that. That was the moment where I groaned a little bit. I was like, I better recalibrate my expectations.
All right.
I didn't like the special this movie.
But. All right, so let's go off the clubs, the loser club gangs. All right,
Yep.
Billy.
Stuttering Bill, thank God he stutters. I was so happy. You have no clue how happy I was when I was like, oh, he stutters. Yes.
Thank God. Molly Ringwald.
That was my test to you, by the way.
I know, I got it. Molly Ringwald.
I hate Molly Ringwald, but I do like this actress.
Okay, alright, you got it. Okay, cool. What about Horace, the fat kid?
Horace? You mean Ben Hanscom?
No, Horace, the fat kid. My name is Horace, from Monster Squad. The whole time, they referred to him as a fat kid. I was like, it was hysterical if his name's Horace.
Oh, no, it's Ben Hanscom, my friend.
All right, so Horace, a.k.a. Ben.
No, Ben Hanscom, come on. Haystack, we can call him Haystack.
All right, fine, Haystack. Mm-hmm. How about him? What'd you think about that?
He's my favorite character, bud.
Okay.
Always has been.
All right. What about Richie?
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm going to say every single one of these kids are exceptional. Yeah. Like, well, masterpiece.
So we're watching the movie, right? And and my married couple friends, his wife. So we're set up in a position where it's his wife, my friend, the husband, then me, and then Patron, right?
Yes.
So his wife, it's really low, and his wife goes, hey, you know what's funny? Is the Admiral was probably Richie when he was 12 years old. So I laugh at that because I heard it really low, right? So then the best part is 10 minutes later. 10 minutes later, Patron goes, hey, babe, that was probably you as a child. So I'm Richie? Is that...
It's funny. I don't consider you a Richie, man.
What do you consider me as? The gazebo kid?
No, I'm going to go with... Mike. Mike is reliable. Always reliable. Absolutely a gentle soul. A great kid.
Okay, Mike. That's the kid with the catapult gun, right?
That's right.
Yes. Well, what's the other guy? The Jewish boy.
Which one? Oh, that's Stan.
Stan.
Stan is the logical thinking guy.
Okay. And Stan is the last one to be attacked by Pennywise.
Correct. Here's a question, Admiral. Which loser do you think I was when I was a child?
To be honest with you, it's a toss-up between Bill and Horace, a.k.a. Ben.
Aw, I'm going to say Ben.
It's either one of those. Like, I'm watching...
I mean, Bill, too. Bill, I see a lot of.
I think you're more... Because you're the more one who's like, oh, I'm going to research everything. I'm going to sit in the library while that librarian stares at me for no reason. Like, what the fuck was that?
You know what? I did not notice that. Well, I thought she was just sitting in a...
No!
I know. I've been told this before, but I didn't pay attention to it. Who else do we go to now?
That's really it. We did everybody.
Oh, Beverly.
We said Molly Ringwald.
Oh, well, she's terrific. I think she's the MVP of this movie, man.
See, I thought she... At the beginning of the movie... I thought she was a little too... The way the framing was, I guess I felt like she looked a little too old.
Mm-hmm.
To be...
She does seem a little bit... Well, actually, all the losers in this movie were aged up a little bit.
Oh, really? How old are they supposed to be?
About 11, 12.
Well, isn't that what they're 12, right?
No, because Richie's like 13.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So after we get so does that make Tesla Bill out of this group?
Well, I believe Tesla is the turtle.
Oh, you're the turtle Tesla?
That's right.
You're the thing from the Necroverse that controls it. That is its, well, not it, yeah. You don't control it, but you're the creature's kryptonite? Is that it?
The opposite.
Yeah, he's like, yep, Dad, that's me.
The yin to the yang?
Yep. Alright, so what about the bullies? I'm gonna be honest with you, those bullies were like, I went to school with those fucking kids.
You know what's funny? Me and my, because I went to see with this my cousin, and he's like, you know what, that town and those bullies, you know, are kind of too extreme. And I'm like, you lived in a town from someone who lived in my small town when I grew up. How dare you say that? Because pretty much Derry is the small town I grew up with. With those bullies. So I think those bullies, I mean, in the book, Henry Bowers, you understand why Henry Bowers is more extreme than
the normal bully? No, well, so, I do, but can you let the listeners know why?
Oh, well, it is controlling him.
Yes. So even from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. But you don't find that out until, like, later on in the book, you know?
Well, in the show, in the movie, you find out from the, I guess you would call that, was that basically the Bozo the Clown ripoff scene, in a way?
Yeah, which is not bad, come on. No. I mean, you gotta throw a little nod.
Yeah, which I thought that was great. What about the adults? They were kind of creepy.
Like, they're, yeah. I mean, well done. I mean, it's more of a kids' movie with very little adults, but I mean, the adults, like, in the book, were always frightening. Yeah. Like the Mr. Keen, who is the drugstore guy.
Yeah.
Very icky.
You mean Clark Kent?
He's more like, who's Clark Kent? He's more like Bizarro Clark Kent. Also, the dad, Beverly's dad, which is, icky.
Yes. Yes. All right, so should we move on to the... very awesome Pennywise?
You say awesome. Okay, this is what I gotta say. I think, what's his name? Bill
Skarsgård?
I think his take is correct. It's just my expectation was this. And this is the perfect metaphor. I expected Freddy Krueger, and instead, they gave me Michael Myers.
Okay.
Which is, Michael Myers is a force of nature.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And this, and you know, usually Freddy Krueger has personality. And I just think this Pennywise had personality. I'm not saying that's a terrible thing, but it definitely puts my, I don't know, it's like, wow, I just wish he would win a little bit more crazier, actually. Or, you know, the special effects, I think, kind of hinder some of it, too.
Okay. How'd you like his dead eye look? How one eye always...
Oh, I enjoy how the eyes changed from, like, blue to yellow. I enjoy those little subtle special effects. I like that. The lazy eye thing, I think, is kind of cool. That's what he actually really does.
Yeah, no.
Really do that.
Bill Skarsgård has a lazy eye.
That's cool. From what I understand, too, like, the costume made him drool a lot, so he just used that as a character.
Yep, because they used, like, the razor-sharp teeth, so that made him, like, you said drool. So
no, no, it's not just the razor-sharp, it's the buck teeth.
Oh, that's what I meant, the buck teeth. Yeah. How'd you like how they drew from Elizabethan and Victorian era Renaissance clowns
costumes? I don't know. I still think you could have just made him look like, you know, Bozo the Clown or something, and will it just as terrifying.
No, I think this one's better because then it realizes, like, yes, this has been going on since the 1700s.
Well, yeah, but you could, the look changes, you could make a little thing like, well, hey, he just changes the clown.
Mm. So is that his favorite form?
Like in the book, yeah.
Okay. So Pennywise is his favorite form. Okay. All right.
Yes.
What did you have a favorite scare?
Oh, I would have to say the garage scene. I think that is up there.
That was
really good.
Pretty fucking scary. That was.
He looks like. Have you ever seen the movie Fright Night?
Yeah.
The original Fright Night?
Yeah.
So in that movie, Morrissey from Married with Children,
uh-huh,
is bitten by a vampire, and she has, like, this look, this, like, grin with, like, sharp teeth, and it looked like that, and I thought that's what they were kind of alluding to.
Yeah, well, wait, what, wasn't that also a reference to another Stephen King book? The way he came out the projector like a dog?
Oh, I never read that little short. I heard of it before, but I never read it.
Okay. That's what I heard. I was watching a couple of videos.
Also, here's the thing, too. I don't know if you got this. Pennywise, like, angry eye makeup, you know what I'm talking about? With the yellow eyes and, like, the really heavy brow. It looks like a little nod to the Lost Boys, Kiefer Sutherland's makeup. You
yep.
Remember that?
Yeah, I
looked like that. I was reminded of Lost Boys, you know, Monster Squad, Goonies. I was like, okay. I can't put The Shining here.
I liked the garage scene, but I also liked when they went to the house the first time.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And it said, scary, a little scary, and not scary at all. I was like, do not pick the not scary at all. Do not pick it. Like,
yep.
That scene, I was like, oh, fuck.
I enjoy it. I see a lot of people kind of hate the haunted house aspect, but I like it.
I thought it was good. I really liked it. The overall story, the first half, what'd you think about it? Non-spoilers just so far, before we go.
Oh, again, I can't believe I'm saying this. I really love this movie.
Okay.
And it's been a long time since I really loved a movie. I'm going to see this for a second time, dude. I love this movie.
So am I. I'm going to see it a second time. I really liked it a lot, too. So, we have a rating system here on Cinema Gems. This is the first time you've ever joined us. Ever. Well, I'm glad you picked this episode because it's our 104th. 2 weeks away from being 2 years. Well, I think maybe a week, actually. Yeah, next week is a week. It'll be 2 years. But whatever. We have a full gym, which is a bang movie. Half gym, which is an okay movie. And no gym, which is a horrible movie. And Mr. Eric Praline tends to go to the bottom of the spectrum because he's very upbeat and catchy. Tesla likes movies if a dog's in it. And I'm the same way with Tesla. I like movies if a dog's in it, too. So, all right, Eric.
Yes.
Give us your rating of It 2017.
Can I give it, like, 10 full gems? Like, okay. I really enjoyed this movie.
Okay. Wow, that rarely happens that you're, like, full
that
gems.
That never happens, Admiral. Yeah.
Yes. Full gem as well for me. This movie, I was going into it hyped, but like you said, when I saw it, I was like, wait, is this Monster Squad? Like, what the hell is this? What? Okay, I like it. Okay, alright, cool. Creepy house scene. Alright, fuck it. The garage scene. Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
The characters, man, are so freaking good.
Yes, the characters
Amazing. Are
phenomenal. They're really well done. Did Stephen King have any part in this movie at all?
As, like, an executive producer, you know.
He didn't have a cameo, right? Because I did not see him.
No. He should have, though. Damn it, he should have.
Do you think he's going to be in the second one?
Maybe. Oh. I hope so.
What happens if he's the voice of the turtle?
They're never going to do the turtle, dude. Never going to do it.
Alright, so now we're going to move on to spoiler. Spoiler territory. The spoiler.
Brant.
Alright, so. I mean, it's not really spoilers. Pennywise is defeated, but it's whatever.
No, he's not.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. I don't even know what to say. I'm gonna, so spoilers, I'm gonna let you talk about the deleted scenes that didn't happen in the book and what you think, like, should have happened, besides the obligatory sex scene that everybody talks about.
Oh, man.
In the sewers. So they find out that the well house is in the Needlebolt street house.
Mm-hmm.
And, which, why would they build a house over the well? I don't understand.
It's not in the book.
It's not in the book?
No. I mean, the Needlebolt house is, but the well thing, that's not in the book. They just go to the sewer.
Oh, okay. Do they have it like, oh, hey, this is where the sewer is. This is where it happens.
Here's the biggest change that I see. Okay, instead of Pennywise kidnapping Beverly, basically what Pennywise, I mean, it's pretty much how it is in the movie, is that Pennywise forces the Loser Club to, like, fight him. But he does it by Henry Bowers and by Bev's dad. So basically Bev's dad does the same thing he does in the movie, except Bev runs away. Okay. And then she joins the Loser Club, and Henry Bowers and his gang chases the Loser Club into the sewers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, it's the same, but kinda.
Okay.
Any other questions?
What about the history of Derry? Was that all accurate?
It's alluded to it. I mean, I guess you could do, like, scenes with Black Spot and... Oh, you know what thing I did love? The Easter egg hunt, whatever?
That was...
That's out the book, but, I mean, not that Ben encounters a headless kid.
Oh, I thought that was I thought that was a headless World War II person.
No, it's a headless kid he saw in the picture, in the album.
Okay.
In the book, he encounters the mummy, which he kind of does in the movie at the end, which I love. Any other questions?
No, go ahead and talk about,
I mean, the book is filled with these little avenues and history, and a lot more characters with, especially Mike Hanlon. The book kind of cuts back and forth because in the book you meet them as adults first, and then you kind of flash back and forth. There's a ritual of Chud, which
yes,
they
that's what I wanted to talk about. That's what I wanted to talk about.
All right, what would you like to know?
What is the ritual of Chud?
So within the Loser Club in the book, there's this mythical kind of force that brings the losers together and grants them powers in a way that's kind of almost destiny in a way.
Uh-huh.
And so what they do is they research, like, monsters and glamours because they're trying to figure out, okay, what is Pennywise is? And so they find out that Pennywise is a glamour, is a shapeshifter, and they read about this Indian ritual called the Ritual of Chud, which you would just kind of smoke yourself out, basically. Like, suffocate yourself, and then you will get, like, dreams and premonitions. And so the Loser Club does this. And then while they do this for the first time, they figure out Pennywise's origin story, which he, like, crash lands to Earth. And also within that, that's how they fight Pennywise at the end.
Okay.
Then they meet the Turtle. And the microverse and such.
Ah.
It's a really weird, trippy thing. If you're not on LSD, just read it.
Okay.
And feel like you will be. What else can I say? Any other questions? Because I like to get on the soapbox for a second, Admiral.
No, not really any other questions. Go on your soapbox.
I want to get on the soapbox about how there's been a lot of kind of uproar and backlash about this movie.
Really?
I don't see. Yes, lots of quote-unquote horror movie fans find this movie not scary, or don't consider it a horror movie in a way, and kind of like look down on it. And I think this is the blowback from like other horror movies that's been kind of like invading, just like suffocating the genre and the marketplace, like the Insidiouses or the Paranormal Activities. Like these scares, the modern horror movie scares. And I think this is, and I think they're putting this, their anger on it for some reason. And I may be so bold, Admiral, and I'm a big horror fan.
I know you are.
You know this.
Yeah.
And I would say this, and we're probably going to get a lot of hate mail.
I love it.
It's fine. You know, you're going to get a lot of hate mail, and you're going to read this, Admiral, because I'm never going to read it. But I will say this. I do think the scares of it aren't that, or like Haunted House spooky scares. They're not the Shining scares. They're not the Exorcist scares, which is, I wanted that, but what I got is fine. But I think that the scares of it, the scares of Stephen King's, of this version of it, are no different or no better or worse than anything from the Nightmare on Elm Street sequels or the Friday the 13th sequels or any slasher movie. This thing of jump scares, and I think a lot of people don't understand what jump scares are or have this weird, like, term for jump scares. Like, what? I don't know. Jump scares is, okay, there's a big noise with the scares, right?
Yeah.
Of this movie. But I will argue that in Friday the 13th, in any Friday the 13th movie, there's no sound for a scare. Usually there's creepy little music first, or very little music, and then when Jason or the villain or whatever pops up, the soundtrack is blaring with their theme, this striking violins or whatever. And I'm like, well, what's the difference between that jump scare and, say, the jump scares of it? You know, I'm like, I would even go this way. I will say that this version of it is in, I might change my mind. I might, Admiral. Don't hold this to me. But this is my, for right now, this is what I feel. I think this version of it is on par, is in the same league as the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow.
I even Freddy Krueger. Go look up Freddy Krueger in that first movie. He's not the Freddy Krueger you remember. He is almost the same way as Pennywise.
Wow.
And I will even say better. Like, I love these kids more so than the characters in Nightmare on Elm Street. And I grew up with Nightmare on Elm Street, my friends. I would say the characters here are on par with Nightmare on Elm Street 3, those guys, or even better. Like, I really enjoy these kids. Like, for me, these kids, I thought my greatest fear would be that these kids be watered down from the book, and they're not. It's watching these kids on screen and how good they are reminded me of, like, revisiting Friends, almost. Mm. It's like, oh my god, you know, those were the characters I read. You know, and they're not watered down at all. They are completely from page to screen. And also, I will admit this. I do not believe that the It movie, this version of It, is toothless at all. I get a lot of that, like, criticism. Like, this movie is toothless. And I'm like, you know, they have a kid's arm ripped off.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt that the danger was real. I mean, I think my Pennywise should have maybe attempted a little bit harder to get these kids, but I did feel fear, like, okay, I do not get, the fear was there. I did not suddenly go like, okay, this is boring or whatever. I just don't understand this backlash.
I get it. And send all complaints to cinemajims15@gmail.com or
go ahead. Yeah.
Or Twitter at my handle HolidSciFi on Twitter. Send it to me. But no, I agree with you 100%, Eric. I was talking to one of my friends at the library today, and she said that her boyfriend did not like this movie, mainly because of the reasons that you said, is that... He said he didn't like it because, at the end, Pennywise, really, there was no fear, because you weren't afraid of Pennywise anymore, because the kids weren't afraid.
But what about, say, if we're going to Nightmare on Elm Street, same thing with Freddy, but what's the difference there? Like, what, you know, I understand that this Pennywise is great and everything, but I don't think he has any personality at all, and I think maybe that might turn people away, and maybe rules, maybe, I think maybe some people have that, it's like, well, there's no rules with this creature.
Bing, bing, Richie, bing, bing.
Beat, Richie.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand completely, Eric. If nobody gets that reference, it's when people in the book would tell Richie to calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
And also, Pennywise does it too in the movie.
Calm down. Calm down, Eric. Calm down.
These kids are so freaking good, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I think people should... Like, instead of... We finally have a rated R movie, horror movie, that, you know, is generally pretty damn good, and why are we trashing it?
I don't know.
I came in there with The Shining expectations, and no, it wasn't The Shining, but I still fell in love with it.
I absolutely... love this movie. I thought it was amazing.
I mean, I wasn't scared, but look, I haven't been as scared of any movies in 20 fucking years, man. No. I mean,
Eric.
I am a terrible view of fear.
Eric,
I don't know what's scary.
Did you catch the references to all the 80s nostalgic pop culture references?
You know, there was one thing they didn't do that I'm very upset.
Back to the Future reference?
Nope.
What?
Okay, guys, maybe I might be dating myself, but I kind of remember 1989. I have very vague memories of it. But one thing I could tell you is true. Every single kid had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figure. Not one of these kids have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figure. And in the movie of It, which has reference to a turtle, I think they should have shown a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figure. Instead, we got a Lego figure, which is fine. I thought that was good, too.
Alright, so the turtle is an obvious reference to the being.
Yes.
What's his name?
Madron?
Yes. Then we got Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
Dream Child.
Yes. Then we have Batman.
I'm surprised you didn't get this, Admiral, because you love these, like, fan theories. So, is The Shining, Stanley Cooper's The Shining, a movie in this universe?
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Is Stephen King a thing in this universe?
I don't know.
Holy crap.
You just opened the floodgates on that one.
The Joker, of course, a little nod. Clown, it's good.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, I thought that was good. What about,
Lethal Weapon?
Yes. Did you catch a Street Fighter reference?
Here's the thing, no one really plays Street Fighter, but I get it, you know. Hey, if it was on the arcade, I'll play Street Fighter.
Exactly. What about, the gazebo line was probably one of my favorite lines.
Hey, man, we forgot to mention it. I mean, at the beginning of this podcast, New Kids on the Block.
That's what I was going to say. New Kids on the Block. Like, that was hysterical.
I love it. I mean, again, we're getting a little bit nostalgic there, but, you know.
New Kids on the Block was hysterical.
I'm sure there was Nintendo in there somewhere. Yeah. You know, I'm going to check it out later.
I'm laughing so hard. He goes, you know what these are, Mom? These are gazebos. You know what that means? That means bullshit.
Man, Eddie.
Like, God damn. I fucking love that scene. It was hysterical.
Just these kids are so... Who are... Damn, man. These kids are great. I mean it. Like, yeah. I have not seen a better representation of kids, realistically, since 1986's Stand By Me, which is also written by Stephen King. Yeah. This is great. I did not... And believe me, there's nothing that turns me off than unrealistic kids.
Huh. No, these kids were good. All I gotta say is one thing. They didn't have a dog in this movie and kill it. That's all that matters to me.
In the book, they did.
Oh, God.
There's a few. Oh. Kills of dogs. Oh. They almost killed a cat, though.
Yep. I was like, oh. I was like, I don't like cats, but don't kill the cat.
I gotta say, the only thing that really scared me, and maybe just, you know, I'm being more personal here. The only thing that really scared me, two things that really scared me. The bullies bullying Ben at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
When they're carving the H, but like they lifting up his shirt, and I was like, you know what? I was that fat kid. I know that pain. So I was really squirming in my seat, and I was, you know, very nervous about that. And also the stuff with Beverly and her father. That was scary.
That was disgusting.
You see, like, the clown stuff does not get me, but those things do.
Did you, so fun fact, you know the scene with the refrigerator? With Pennywise?
I know the refrigerator.
When Pennywise comes out of that?
Yeah.
That was the first time the kids saw Ben Skarsgård in his nice Pennywise outfit. So their legit reactions were legit.
Fantastic. Also, like, there's a refrigerator scare in the book.
Oh, really?
You gotta read the book. I'm gonna save that for you, Admiral.
Okay.
You gotta finish reading that book.
Right. Oh, I gotta start reading the book first.
I thought you almost finished it.
I almost finished The Dark Tower.
It's a long book, man.
I can't finish The Dark Tower. Book. I can't finish The Dark Tower.
Well, that's seven books, man.
I can't finish that. The Dark Tower.
The first book is a little hard, but man, the next books are great.
Yep. All right, guys, so let's move on to fun facts. Fun facts. Fun facts.
What do we got?
So, Facebook has a feature that lets you designate who will manage your account after you die.
Wow, that's morbid. Okay.
Did you get the trailer for Friend Request in front of your movie?
There was a bunch of shit at the beginning that was, again, that pulled my expectations really low.
I was watching it.
Horror movie and then another horror movie. I was like, ugh.
Like this, I was like, wow, this is a very interesting premise. This is a really interesting premise. And they're like, the title of the movie, Friend Request. I literally laughed out loud.
Oh, I remember the other. It's the Groundhog Day movie.
Oh, yes.
Flashy movie. Which seems kind of, it's a nice concept, but I don't know.
All right. So,
what you got?
The UK spends $15.8 billion in health services, in a health service computer system that failed and was shut down in 2013.
Man, that's sad.
Yep. Ah! 4 billion years ago, Mars had oceans covering...
4 billion years ago, Pennywise the Clown entered Earth, into Derry. I'm sorry, go.
4 billion years ago, on Mars, had oceans covering 19% of the planet's surface.
So you're saying Pennywise came from Mars?
No, he came from the Macroverse.
Ooh, good, Admiral.
Israel is so small you can run through it from west to east in 2 hours and from the top to the bottom in 9 days.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, Let's go with, people normally fart 8 to 20 times per day.
Not me.
To me, that's more, to me, that's more if I eat a lot of beans. Or popcorn. I don't know why.
Pop.
Speaking of pop, popsicles were originally called Epsicles after the inventor, Frank Epperson. His child famously came up with the more famous name Popsicles.
Dad, I'm telling you, this name is not gonna sell. You gotta call it Popsicles.
In 2013, a zoo in China angered its visitors by trying to pass off a Tibetan Mastiff dog as a lion.
Is that a dog? No, it's a lion.
Well, so,
are you sure?
So I was biking today like I usually do, right? I was biking, and I had my headphones in, so I'm jamming out, right? And I see a little puppy that's not, like, maybe, like, 8 weeks old, and it was scared of my bicycle, ran off, and me being the Admiral, loving all dogs, I dropped my bike to go run after it, and the girl goes, oh, sorry, he's my dog, and I'm like, and I just was like, I was like Pennywise, I was like, you're good for now, but the dog will be mine soon.
Pennywise was not like that in the movie, man.
I don't know.
You should have goddamn auditioned for Pennywise the Clown. Why didn't you do that?
No, I'm gonna audition for the adult version of Richie. That's what I'm.
Oh, good.
The average male would have to drink 149 cans of Red Bull to die from caffeine overdose, but It would vomit before drinking that much.
Cinema Gems, where you learn stuff.
Winston Churchill's daughter, Diana, committed suicide. And she worked at the Suicide Prevention Center.
That's very tragic.
Yes. That is horrible. And to end it off about turtles, some baby turtles talk to each other while they are still in the eggs, so they all hatch together.
I knew this, Admiral.
Well, fine then. You just know everything. All right, let's move on to Eric's favorite part, the news. News. All right. Before we move on to news, Eric. Eric?
Yeah?
Do you love steampunk?
Wow, I love steampunk.
Well, they have this lovely web series coming out soon called Secret Skies. You guys should check it out. Check them out on Facebook, on Instagram. They are amazing. They are phenomenal. Hopefully, I will be going to the convention there if I can get off of work. But there's another convention that I'll be going to called CoastCon Junior, November 11th in Biloxi, Mississippi. Go look up CoastCon Junior. Cinema Gems will be there in the panel room at 2 o'clock. And I will have a special co-host that's never appeared on any recording ever. So no, it's not Tesla. And it's not Eric, and it's not Danny, and it's not the Time Duke. So who could it be? Who could it be?
Do you have an imaginary friend, Avram?
Nope. No, I don't. All right, so let's move on to prequel points. Prequel points in the news. In the news, prequel points. Hey, so you mentioned The Shining, right?
Yes.
So one of my favorite Jack Nicholson movies is One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I love One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
So Netflix is going to make a prequel to make a movie about Nurse Ratched.
okay, all right, okay.
Also, TV Bites! TV Bites!
How you feel about this? I know it's your favorite movie. How you feel about this?
I don't really... As long as it's done well, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I'm open to it, but I love that movie so much. I really want to see the Jack Nicholson Napoleon movie. I really wanted to see that movie.
See? You know what? That's what it is. It takes place in that universe. Instead of Kubrick doing The Shining, he did Napoleon with Jack Nicholson.
All right. TV Bites. You like Veep, right?
I love Veep, and I'm very sad about this news.
Yes, Veep will be ending after its next season. So the next season will be its last. What's on? Season 8 or 9?
I think it's 8, 9, I believe. I'm not quite sure. Okay.
Well, it'll be ending, unfortunately. Sorry.
Aw, man.
Sorry. So let's go into original stuffs. You like George Miller, don't you?
I love George Miller.
Would you like him to direct the Flashpoint movie?
I liked him to direct the Justice League movie he was supposed to do.
With Armie Hammer?
Or even the Flash was in it, too. So. Yeah.
Also, Drew Goddard. You know Drew Goddard, right?
Yes, I do. Cabin in the Woods.
Yes. He will be directing and writing X-Force.
Whoa, X-Force?
Yes.
Whoa, man, we're almost to Excalibur.
Yes. Yes. Ah! Also, John Woo is back for a new movie called Manhunt, and guess what's back? Gung Fu.
Whoa, you kind of went out a little bit.
I said Gung Fu and John Woo are back for a film called Manhunt. They're back.
Wait, who?
John Woo.
Oh, John Woo's coming?
John Woo and his very lovely style called Gung Fu is coming back in a movie called Manhunt.
This could be good, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while since John Woo did anything really great.
I feel, to be honest with you, I feel like this is going to be early 2000s, late 90s.
I want 80s John Woo.
Shit. Okay, cool. All right, so let's move on to, sequel talk! Let's go on to Eric's favorite horror film genre. Purge 4!
Fuck, I hate those movies.
Purge 4 will take place during the first Purge, so technically, it's a prequel.
This is what I'm talking about. It's shit like this. This is why it is getting, like, ripped, because of shit like this.
Oh, Suicide Squad 2 gets a new director and writer.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Did you ever see The Accountant?
No.
Me either, but he's going to direct that. The guy who directed The Accountant is going to direct Suicide Squad.
Well, good luck, bud. Yes. You're going to need it.
Also, Jennifer Lawrence is back as Mystique in the Dark Phoenix movie.
Oh, seriously? I thought she wasn't doing that stuff anymore.
I guess not. Also, It 2 will probably be coming out in 2019.
I hope it's a little bit sooner, man. Those kids are getting a little bit older.
Yeah, so you think they are going to film some scenes where they flash back and forth?
That is correct. The director has said they will do such a thing.
Okay. All right, and also some very big Star Wars news. Some huge Star Wars.
What's going on with Star Wars?
So remember last week when we talked about Colin Trevorrow being excommunicated from the franchise?
Okay, repeat after me, Admiral. He thrust his fist against the post and still insists he sees the ghost.
He thrusts his fist against the post and still says that he sees the ghost.
Insists
that he sees the ghost.
That's right. Get out of that stuttering, Bill. Yes.
J.J. Abrams will direct episode 9 of Star Wars.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I did not know this. Okay. All right. Now, how long do you think it's going to be until he gets fired?
Wow.
No, this is alright. I'm okay with this.
And it has been pushed back from May 2019 to December
2019. Okay.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Whatever, yeah, okay. It's fine.
Yep.
Oh, it's poetry in a way. Yeah. He started the first one, he should end it now. It's great.
Also, I have a question from Killian. Killian asked us a question. It is a very, like, random and bizarre question. I never thought about this.
I love bizarre questions.
James Bond? He says, yes. It's about James Bond, and I thought of it because you've been watching a lot of James Bond recently.
And reading, yep.
So, he said, do you, now you gotta let me list all the answers to this possible question. How does James Bond sleep with all these women and not get them pregnant? A. Is he sterile? B. Does he wear condoms? Or C. Does he pull out?
How do we know that James Bond does not have bastard children?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with, since James Bond is a male fantasy, there's no such thing as pregnancy. I've been reading a lot of these, and, you know, they're okay, but, I don't know what kind of guy Ian Fleming was, but, I don't know.
So, you got your choices. A, B, or C. A, is he sterile? B, wears a condom? Or C, pulls out?
I don't think he pulls out. I don't think James Bond is that type of guy that pulls out.
So we're taking C off the table. Alright.
This. So I gotta choose either one, huh?
Yep. Sterile or wears a condom?
I'm gonna have to say wears protection.
Okay. Alright.
I don't know. That's not a very fun idea, isn't it?
I'm gonna have to say I think he's sterile. I think his training...
That would be the ultimate irony?
His training has made him sterile. Like, the training he went through made him sterile.
I don't know how that can be, but okay.
Alright, and that's the questions that we are asked to answer on Cinema Gems.
It was a good question, though, bud. Keep it coming.
Yeah, thank you, Killian. Thank you. And as always, guys, you can find us at LowRainPictures.com. Martin the Arrogant Zerber, thank you for letting us use your website. Kevin George, thank you for letting us use your music. Comic Book Femme Fatale, thank you for letting us talk about Secret Skies.
Hey, Admiral, can I interrupt you for a second?
Of course.
Rest in peace, Lynn Wine, creator of Wolverine and Swamp Thing, creator of a lot of the original X-Men, Nightcrawler, Colossus, a lot of the X-Men that we love, he created. He also created Lucius Fox and Clayface number 3 or something like that. He did Cottonmouth. He legend, complete legend. Rest in peace, bud.
Ow.
Also, a Disney animator died too, one of the classic guys. I forgot his last name, but his first name is X. He's the guy that came up one of the ideas for Pirates of the Caribbean theme song. So rest in peace for that guy.
Wow.
You know we can't have a show without being a little sad.
Oh, I was gonna wait till the end of this to talk about Hurricane Irma, but I feel like I should talk about Hurricane Irma now. So, guys, last week Hurricane Irma happened, and it wasn't as bad as people thought it was going to be, but still. Just donate food, donate clothes, donate to the Red Cross. Within a month span of each other, 2 major hurricanes have hit the United States. Everybody needs our help.
This actually hits us a little personally, actually, Admiral. One of our friends' parents and brother was in St. Thomas when these 2 hurricanes hit. So.
I have friends that were in both places as well.
Yeah.
And
So, you know, this is a rough deal, guys. So, donation or prayers, you know?
My, my job, Swapper Jacks, has a donation fund, and we have already, as a company, raised $1 million just for Florida alone. And that's just by donations of food. Alone. It's everybody needs help, guys. It's inconceivable how two of them hit in less than 3 weeks from each other.
And powerful freaking hurricanes, guys. Yeah. I, you know, just to think that some of these winds were, you know, what, 60 miles per hour is insane.
Yeah, 165, yeah, it's like...
And being, like, these high-category hurricanes hitting so close, there is no precedence for this.
And we have another one. We have another one in the Atlantic as well, Jose.
Man, this is terrible.
Yep.
Prayers, guys, prayers. Yep.
And also, go check out Art by Danny Nicholas on Facebook.
Danny did a neat little picture of the Losers Club.
Are you sure that wasn't his clone, Danielle?
No, I believe it was Danny.
Ah, I didn't know if it was Danielle or not.
No, it was Danny.
Oh, okay. But guys, go check that out. It's amazing, wonderful. And also go check out Welcome to the World Tomorrow is a podcast I do every other Sunday. This Sunday coming up, we will be reviewing a new episode of Futurama, which Eric says he loves because I put him to sleep with my voice. I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment, but I'll take it.
You can take it, Admiral.
And also go check out Lower Aim Pictures, like I said, Marty Gnair Zerber, thank you for letting us use your website. Go check out Your 30 Guys, those guys are outstandingly funny. And also Kevin George, and check me out on Instagram and on Twitter, Hollywood Sci-Fi, and CinemaGems15@gmail. We will be at CoastCon Junior, CinemaGems, maybe both of us, me for sure, and another person. But definitely me. Maybe I can convince Eric. Probably not, because he's too awesome and doesn't want to. Well, that's all, guys. Somebody's got to keep the video store open. Guys, Eric, do you have anything else to say before we leave?
Your hair is winter fire, January embers. My heart burns there, too.
Is that from the book?
From the book and the movie, my friend.
I know, but I knew it's from the movie.
Yes, it's from the book.
Yes. All right, guys, wipe your hooves and see you later. Bye.
Beep, beep.